With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It was no accident. A Wisconsin healthcare worker has been fired after his employer says he deliberately ruined 500 doses of the Moderna coronavirus vaccine by intentionally leaving it out of the refrigerator. The Aurora Medical Center in Grafton says it's referred the matter to authorities for investigation, nothing being said about a possible motive. A new COVID-19 strain, first detected in England, has now surfaced in Southern California. A San Diego man diagnosed with the apparently more contagious variant of the virus. Authorities say the infected man, 30 years old, with no history of travel. The new virus strain has also been confirmed in Colorado. On Capitol Hill, more talk of increasing the coronavirus relief payments, although Senate Majority Leader McConnell insists the upper house of Congress will not take up the matter. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump to return to the White House today, cutting short his Florida Christmas break.
There's no official reason given for President Trump coming back to Washington a day early, but the change in plans was announced hours after Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley said he would object next week when Congress meets to affirm Joe Biden's election victory. Hawley's move would likely force a number of votes in the House and Senate that would delay the certification of Biden's win. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign filed a second request to the U.S. Supreme Court, asking that it overturn his election loss in Wisconsin, his second appeal in as many days. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed so far. Right now, the Dow futures down 26 points, while NASDAQ futures are 12 points higher. S&P futures currently flat. This is SRN News.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
That's not far.
What are we going to do? Hike?
Sure.
Are we there yet?
Yep. It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Political news and opinion about D.C. politics from D.C. politicians. America First with Sebastian Gorka every weekday from 3 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boydman. A retired priest won't be criminally charged with sexual abuse. First Coast News reports the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is saying that Father David Terrence Morgan, formerly of the Diocese of St. Augustine, can't be charged due to the statute of limitations. The alleged crime took place 43 years ago. The alleged victim came forward 3 months ago and says he can't remember all the details of the months-long relationship. Now it looks like $600 worth of COVID relief is all you'll be getting. In Washington yesterday, the push by President Trump and House Democrats to raise the payments to $2,000 a person stopped dead in the Senate after Majority Leader Mitch McConnell killed the House bill and attached the increased payouts to his own bill, which would also launch an investigation into the presidential election. There have been well over 1,300,000 COVID-19 cases in Florida. More than 60,000 infections have been reported in Duval County alone, including 725 deaths. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 79. This evening, mainly cloudy with an overnight low of 64. Right now, it is 65 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. After blocking the House's $2,000 COVID-19 stimulus bill and then introducing his own, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell now says increasing stimulus checks to $2,000 has no realistic chance of passing. A new, more contagious strain of the coronavirus, first seen in the UK, is now affecting people in America. And Missouri Senator Josh Hawley says he will object when Congress meets on Wednesday to officially name the next president. This will force all members of the House and Senate to vote publicly on whether they're affirming the presidential election results.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600. Or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Good morning. Welcome to the Ed Dean Show here. Ron Davis covering for Ed for the last day that he's out on vacation.
Yeah.
Joined by Roger Henderson. We also going to have Matt Schellenberg join us here in just a a few minutes. Morning, Roger. How are you?
Great, man. This is going to be the last time we see each other this year.
And it is, and this is the last day of this this incredibly weird year.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm just hoping the weirdness will not transfer over to 2021, but in all likelihood, we'll probably see some of it.
Well, we're going to be talking about some of those things, and I do think it's going to transfer over. I want to thank everybody for joining us this morning, spending this last day of the year with us. Really excited for this morning's show. You know, there's a lot of interesting things that continue to happen. You know, and you raised one in your initial news comments, but the Senate now has Josh Hawley on board.
Exactly. Now that has, you know, a double-edged sword for people who believe that the presidential election was basically taken away unjustly from Donald Trump. This will force every member of the House and Senate to go publicly on record as to whether or not they want to certify or at least affirm the certification of the Electoral College. And they're going to be now that could have consequences in their future elections. And on one side, you know, you could probably be seen as, OK, this guy was really Team Trump back in 2021 or 2020. I'll be 2021 at this point, or whether or not this person was, you know, believed in all the conspiracies, depending on your perspective. And there is a risk that this could end up thinning out Republican numbers in the House and the Senate.
And it's possible, you know, it's I think it's going to affect the base and the primaries more than anything.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, for the listeners, and I think most of you are sophisticated to know this, but what we're talking about is on the 6th, the both houses meet to vote to approve or disapprove the slate of electors, or and if either party or both parties raise an objection,
mm-hmm.
then it triggers procedural rules where they separate. And there's a debate for 2 hours, and then there's a vote. But in order for all of this to trigger, you actually have to have members who are willing to say we object to this slate of electors.
And as I understand it, one member of the Senate minimum, we already got that guy Hawley on the record saying he's going to object, and one member of the Congress, which probably won't be hard to do.
And this did happen 4 years ago, by the way.
Okay.
Democrats had it in the House. They just didn't have anybody in the Senate that would
right.
would file the objection.
And 2000, because as I recall,
correct.
It was Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. who objected in the House side, but there was no one on the Senate side.
So, but you know, for the first time in a long time, we're going to have this procedural rule trigger, and it's going to be interesting to see how it works out. The reality of it is don't get too excited, folks. It's there's not enough votes in the House that it's going to carry. Democrats still control the House. That does raise an interesting question or a point. On Sunday, the House meets to elect the new House Speaker.
Okay.
And the numbers are fairly close. It's not based on the current numbers because this new House is, as of tomorrow, January 1st, mm-hmm. there's a new House. They don't wait till January 20th like we do on the presidential side.
Okay.
So they meet and they're going to vote for House Speaker. There are two Democrats currently who have COVID who may not be able or may not be well enough to attend. You never know what's going to happen with COVID testing in the next day or two. It is possible, and again, folks, don't hold your breath and get all excited, but it's fun to talk about since it's 2020, and as of now, anything can happen. But it's possible that the House could meet, there could not be enough Democrats, or there could be enough Democrats defect from Nancy Pelosi.
Who's the other congressman or woman who is in line for possibly being Speaker?
I don't recall on the House side who is throwing their names in the hat.
You can't imagine it's going to be a Republican, though.
Well, you got McCarthy for the Republican side.
Okay.
It is possible that, it's possible that a quorum shows up, which is the necessary number of mm-hmm. House of Representative members, and it's possible that not enough Democrats show up, and it's what determines how this gets decided is who shows up on this date. Okay, this is when they elect the Speaker according to the House rules.
How long would that last, though? If two guys are out sick, and they could recall the Speaker of the
House.
2 years. 2 years.
They'd be the Speaker of the House.
So they couldn't recall within 2 years.
Well, who would they recall? It's a House procedural rule. This is the way it's done.
Right.
There would be a new election and a new procedure.
My
in
thinking
2 years.
Would be if the Democrats who are now, you know, unfortunately, you know, in isolation from COVID can't vote and they finally get back there and maybe in February, they could remove whoever the Republicans put in as Speaker. Of course, I wouldn't want that to happen,
but
if they did and then put somebody Democrat in.
I don't think it's so much that they can't get in to vote. It just it narrows. Right now, 15 people voted against Pelosi 4 years ago, or 2 years ago.
All right.
And
15 Democrats.
Right. So this year there are fewer Democrats. The question is she going to get the same pressure? If she does, then this triggers a whole new procedure where they just keep voting and they keep voting and they keep voting until they elect a House. So it's it's fun. It's interesting. It's 2020. Anything can happen. I don't think Republicans should get their hopes up on either issue.
Right.
But it's going to be fun to watch.
Because
it's things that we have not yet, you know, have not seen. You know, again, Republicans, don't get your hopes up. It's not going to matter. But it is possible that we could end up in this crazy, tumultuous time.
Now, here's the interesting part of that. If the House of Representatives and the Congress can't come up with who they want the, you know, conservative as president for January, whoever that speaker becomes could end up becoming acting president. And we don't even know who that could be right now then, right?
Well, no. No, as of right now, we do not know.
Right.
Presumably.
So we could have some congressman from Kentucky as president of the United States come January 20th.
Anything could happen. It could very well be that enough Democrats revolt and force Pelosi to withdraw in order to get, you know, to get their House. It's going to be fun to watch, but you know, at the end of the day, maybe we're building this up and it turns into a great big, you know, nothing. We've got some initial interesting reports coming out about this, you know, the COVID and the COVID vaccination. I saw an article this morning, a medical worker over in Colorado, 57 vials, which comes out to like 500 doses, intentionally took them out of the refrigerator and left them so they couldn't be used. We have another one. A nurse in California tested positive after taking the vaccine.
Well, that there's always that 5% chance that it won't be effective. So,
well, the problem with this vaccine is it's only 50% effective when you first take it. Mm-hmm. That's why you need the second dose just to get you up to the 95%.
Just as an FYI, and I do not know this gentleman's motive for leaving the vaccine at room temperature and basically making it ineffective, but there has been some underground talk on the internet, depending on who you believe, that the vaccine could be tied to what many Christians call the mark of the beast. So that may be his motivation.
And I think we'll find that out, but
I don't subscribe to that. I'm just making that clear, but that's what some people think.
I just think it's another interesting continuing problem or issues with COVID. I mean, COVID itself is such a baffling type issue. Then all these sub issues, it's, you know, we all think, okay, 2020 is leaving us.
No, it's
we're
going
to, no, it's going to carry over.
We're surrounded by crazy on all sides, this year and probably into next year as well, Ron.
I'm excited, Roger. I haven't had a chance to talk to about it too much on the air, probably because I wasn't very excited about it. But the gun rights advocates this morning, supporters of the Second Amendment, have a huge, huge reason to have a smile on your face. I don't know that too many people know this yet. A couple weeks ago, ATF put forth a proposal. And this is one of the problems that we always have is, you know, understanding the distinction between law and regulations. And ATF is in charge of writing and implementing regulations as it relates to gun ownership, purchases, transfers, ammunition.
The well-regulated part of the Second Amendment.
Well, actually, no. We can get into that debate later. Well,
okay.
Well, what they meant by well-regulated.
Okay.
But they had issued a couple weeks ago a directive indicating that pistol braces, pistol stabilizing devices, would not be considered pistol type things. And the reason why this is important, and I'll do it very briefly. If you have a short barreled rifle, you have to register it. Okay, it's like having a machine gun. There's a registration process that you've got to get a license to own it because it's not a pistol. Okay, there's certain regulations. So what was happening is they were selling and they were making either one short. They were making the AR platforms with 10-inch barrels, which would then qualify it as a short-barreled rifle, but they would leave the stock off, and it would be a pistol.
No, the stock would be which part of the gun?
The part that goes up, would go up against your shoulder.
Okay.
So that's how they were getting around. They were saying, no, this is really a pistol. It's a long-barreled pistol. It's not a short-barreled rifle. Well, the ATF a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to move through this quick because I know Ed's probably cringing if he's listening. The pistol stabilizing device is something that goes around your forearm. It just stabilizes it and allows you to extend the firearm mm-hmm. away and shoot. So they had said, no, this is not, we're no longer to classify these as pistols. We are going to classify this as a short-barreled rifle. And there was some suggestion that they were going to have to cease sales. And they might actually follow up and go house to house, door to door, and say, hey, look, you purchased these items online. We got the information. You need to turn these in. So it created
confiscation.
Create a huge, huge issue. Fortunately, yesterday, the ATF withdrew that plan guidance. You know, they had not yet implemented it. It was plan guidance. But again, you know, the supporters of the Second Amendment, I'm excited this morning, but be careful. We got the Biden administration coming in, and we'll talk about that. We got a break coming up here. Ron Davis covering for Ed Dean here on The Ed Dean Show, WBOB, call in number 831-0600.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
On I-10 headed east, right at 295, an accident has the two right lanes blocked and it's already starting to cause some slow traffic. Add about 5 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with a slight chance of rain. The high today around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 64. Currently it is 65 degrees.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Angeloff's New Look Furniture at 1110 Edgewood Avenue South in Murray Hill has furniture, appliances, and housewares that look new. The only difference is the price. Why pay more for brand new when Angeloff's sells it for less? With the experience of 20 years in business from a 5-star dealer, the selection changes daily of antiques and furniture. Get 20% off by mentioning this. Angeloff's New Look Furniture, 1110 Edgewood Avenue South, Murray Hill, on Facebook or call 904-614-0963.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The local response to COVID-19 vaccines has been overwhelming. Shots for residents 65 and older will be administered starting Monday. The health department appointment line has been slammed, with many unable to get through. Many Americans are waking up to $600 more cash in the bank. The IRS began directly depositing payments into accounts yesterday. And State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried thinks Governor Ron DeSantis should activate the Florida National Guard to help administer COVID-19 vaccinations.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Good morning, Ron Davis covering for Ed Dean here on the Ed Dean Show, WBOB. Call in number 904-831-0600. Joined here by Roger Henderson and we have Matt Schellenberg, former Jacksonville City Councilman, online here this morning. Morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you so early in the morning on the last day of 2020? And aren't we glad it's the last day?
Oh, well, you know, I think I am. I'm pretty excited.
What impresses me about Ron, Matt, is that, you know, he's been filling in for Ed, you know, from all this week. And he doesn't seem like, oh, I can't believe I'm up so early. And do you normally wake up this time of day? Because typically it's got to be in your routine, right? Your circadian rhythm, I believe it's called.
I wake up a little earlier now than I normally, but I'm usually up by 5.
Okay.
So it's not that far. But anyway, Matt and audience, thanks for joining us on this last day. And I know a lot of people are out of work or would rather be sleeping, and really appreciate y'all joining us for the show. Matt, discussed the first 15 minutes several topics, and I think the two most exciting for us to watch, because I don't think we've ever really seen this with any type of of seriousness, and I don't really think it's going to go anywhere, but we've got two votes coming up in the next week. One is the Speaker of the House on Sunday, and then the next is the January 6th, where joint session of Congress meets to vote and approve or disapprove the slate of electors. Let's talk about the first things first. Congress meets Sunday because Congress is actually, as of tomorrow, the new Congress is in. We don't wait till January 20th. There is a possibility under the current rules that Nancy Pelosi could actually not end up being the Speaker of the House and we could end up with a Republican. What are your thoughts? Where do you see that headed?
A couple of things are kind of interesting. First of all, she only has a 10-point margin right now. And, of course, we lost a Republican-elect out of Louisiana. But you know, we talked briefly during the break. Even though she had protest votes in 2018, that won't apply going forward. And I'll tell you why. It's easy to do a protest vote when you know the speaker's already got the votes. However, if it's close and you have a protest vote and she doesn't get it, this is all bad. So, yeah, you can have a protest vote when you know it's a winner, but when it's this close, those people that voted against her, including that the Schwab, what do they call them, the group that you know wants to be more Venezuela than Cuba?
Oh, the Squad.
The Squad. They're going to vote for her. And you might have some of them vote for her, but as long as she gets the majority, it won't make any difference.
Well, she's also put out the, I think what a lot of unreported or uncovered part of this story is Nancy's already put forth her committee assignments. And she made pretty darn sure that she gave the Squad members, especially the new ones, some pretty choice spots. For instance, I can't remember her name, but one of the new socialists that got elected that's part of the Squad, she was given a seat on the Judiciary Committee on the House side. So I would not anticipate that she would bite the hand that fed her there. Although, you know,
yeah,
being there.
Put people on the committee, though, Ron, and as long as you have a majority, you can have a voice on the judiciary, but it doesn't mean anything. She could be just like a minority Republican on the committee. They almost can't do anything. They can aggravate you, but they cannot get anything done. And so unless you have a majority of the same type people, then nothing's going to get done.
No, I get you. It's just, you know, this is what they vie for. This is the status. This shows where you're at in Congress. And she's buttered up some of these people. I think ultimately, I agree with your analysis. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I think Republicans are kind of hoping against hope, and it would be a nice, you know, thumb in the eye. But it is interesting. I'm excited to watch it just to see procedurally, you know, how it plays out, and to see how close it is. You know darn good and well there's going to be a few Democrats that vote against her just to send a message. But it'll be curious to see actually how close. And then, you know, another interesting thing to this is you still have 2 days. You got, well, actually three, today, tomorrow, and Saturday, where someone could come down with COVID or half a dozen people could come down with COVID. Because the only thing that matters for the House vote for a speaker is who's present on Sunday, as long as they've got a quorum, and they'll easily meet the quorum. So that's exciting. Now, the next issue is January 6th. Everybody's excited, and we now have a Republican, the senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley, who has now signed on and said he's going to lodge objections. We haven't seen them yet, but he's indicated that he will, and there's at least one other senator in the wings that has indicated that they might do it. Are Republicans pie in the sky on this? Are you know, hope against hope, or is there? Do you think there's a chance?
There's no chance in holy hell that hell freezes over, and it's kind of disappointing, quite frankly. The Republicans are acting like children. They don't get their way, and they're going to protest. Send them to the corner. put a dunce hat on and shut up is what I would do.
I mean this sincerely. I think more than anything else, Matt, that this could end up forcing every member of Congress who's a Republican to go on the record. And because Trump's popularity is so popular with the base, this can end up hurting a lot of Republicans in their own reelection bids.
I want to
Wait a second. It will hurt what's going on in Georgia. This is insane. By the way, Trump does have a certain amount of constituents that are going to go be with him on and on forever. But you know what? There's a peeling off of people from Trump.
Well, that's going to happen over the next
abhorrent to politics.
That's going to happen over the next couple of years. Let's give us a call in here on the audience side of things. 904-831-0600. Weigh in on this issue. Help us try to clear up the muddy waters.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Starting to see some light traffic on 295 headed north, right past I-10. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with a slight chance of rain. The high today around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 64. Currently it is 65 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news, so here's some good news for a change.
We've all heard about the pay it forward movement, where someone pays for the person behind them and then that person pays for the next person and so on and so on. Well, this pay it forward movement started at Dairy Queen, and it happened in the drive-thru where one car initially paid for the car behind them. And then that car did the same, and that car did the same, and that car did the same, to the point where this lasted for 2 days and over 900 cars participated. Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You've heard us talk about the 5-year warranty on all the watches we sell, but really to talk about guarantees and warranties, you have to look at our history of over 90 years in business. Underwood's entire reason for existence is and has been to offer the finest things, which will bring such satisfaction that both the giver and the receiver will want to come back, and hopefully they'll tell their friends about us. To do this means we've got to try our hardest to satisfy every customer, and all of our people understand that. Now, I'm sure over the years we've made a few mistakes, but we've never failed to make good on any Underwood piece that was returned to us with a legitimate problem. Our entire reputation wouldn't mean a thing if we didn't conduct ourselves that way. Simply put, conducting our business with honesty and integrity is a lot more important to Underwoods and our customers than all the guarantees, warranties, and other contrived legal obligations in the world. And you have our word on that.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Ed Dean Show here on WBOB. Call in number 831-0600. Weigh in this morning. Let us know where do you hope or where do you think the vote on Sunday, which is where they elect the Speaker of the House, goes. And on January 6th, do the Republicans manage to pull it out for Donald Trump? And will we actually see that? Again, it's call in number 831-0600. 0600. Roger, I don't think it's going to happen.
We'll see.
Certainly
an education for us all.
Well, it'll be a fun time. Really looking forward to, at least from a historical perspective.
Absolutely.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Wisconsin healthcare worker has been fired after his employer says he intentionally ruined 500 doses of the Moderna coronavirus vaccine by leaving it unrefrigerated. A new COVID-19 strain, first detected in Britain, has surfaced in Southern California. San Diego man has been diagnosed with the apparently more contagious variant of the virus. A new virus strain has also turned up in a case confirmed in Colorado. On Capitol Hill, they're still talking about increasing the size of coronavirus relief payments, although Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell insists the upper house of Congress will not take up the matter. President Trump will return to the White House today, cutting short by one day his Florida Christmas break. Dow futures up 1 point, NASDAQ futures 19 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Borgman. If you've had trouble making an appointment to get vaccinated against the coronavirus, you're certainly not alone. The phone lines were jammed yesterday. The first day appointments were being accepted, and they're not taking appointments either today or tomorrow. The shots will be given at the Prime Osborne Center starting Monday. Only healthcare personnel with direct patient contact and people who are at least 65 years old are eligible for this round of vaccinations. The shots are free, and each person will need two doses. More than 60,000 infections have been reported in Duval County. A retired priest in this area won't be criminally charged with sexual abuse. First Coast News reports the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is saying that Father David Terrence Morgan, formerly of the Diocese of St. Augustine, can't be charged due to the statute of limitations. The alleged crime took place in the 1970s. The alleged victim came forward 3 months ago and says he can't remember all the details of the relationship. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to see some light traffic on 295 headed north, right past I-10. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with a slight chance of rain. The high today around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 64. Currently it is 65 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new, more contagious strain of the coronavirus, first seen in the UK, is now affecting people in America. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says he will object when Congress meets on Wednesday to officially name the next president. This will force all members of the House and Senate to vote publicly on whether they're affirming the presidential election results. And after blocking the House's $2,000 COVID-19 stimulus bill, then introducing his own, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell now says increasing stimulus checks to $2,000 has no realistic chance of passing.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Ed Dean Show here on WBOB. Call in number 904-831-0600. Ron Davis covering for Ed Dean on this final day of the show this week, or actually the show of this year. And I'm really honored that Ed asked me to sit in for him while he was out on break. And it's always great sitting in here with you, Roger.
Thank you.
And then we have Matt Schellenberg, who's often on with us, during the course of the year. And can't think of three people I'd rather spend the last show with than the than the the two people, than the two of you. And
Thank you. And
we got, I think maybe Kevin Derby may call in later. And man, he is just such a wealth of information.
Yes.
Just one of the smartest guys I think I've ever met.
He comes out of academia, and I believe he's working on his PhD right now. So, you know, he's obviously one of the smarter guys in the room. But you've got a doctorate degree, too. So, you know, I'm surrounded by brainiacs, including Matt.
Yeah, but so Matt,
I don't have a doctorate in anything.
Matt, we left off.
I go to the doctor's though.
It's kind of like I stayed at the Holiday Inn last night.
Right.
So we talked yesterday, Matt, about some of the top stories of what we thought were from last year. What going forward into 2021? I think the craziness from 2020. Is going to continue. I'm hoping the bad luck, the bad things cease, but I think some of the craziness will continue. What do you see as some of the top stories for the new year?
Interesting enough, I think COVID and the vaccine is going to be pretty prominent for the next 6 months or so. And I mentioned that what's interesting is that at the end of the 6 months or the beginning of the 6 months, there's going to supposed to be Olympics that was supposed to be in 2020.
Right.
Now it's going to be in 2021. And how are those athletes actually training going forward? And the interesting thing is the International Olympic Committee actually barred Russia from actually participating, so they can have athletes there, but not identified from Russia, so they don't get Russia doesn't get any recognition going forward.
Right, there's a classification of athletes where you just represent yourself and not your country.
That's correct. So I don't know if they'll have a flag. The other thing is, I think the issue with China and the world is going to come to a head here pretty soon, and I think that Iran and the United States and the rest of the world and the Middle East is going to be a prominent thing. I don't think, quite frankly, Biden is up to it. He gave a speech the other day, and he just mumbles, and he actually doesn't know what's going on in the world. He referred to Kamala as president-elect. I'm pretty sure maybe he is promoting her already. I don't know. But he doesn't really know about the vaccine and all the things behind what's happening and distribution and things like that. He's just a flawed individual who's old that doesn't have the comprehension skills to be president of the United States. He was a fill-in, and I think that you're going to see in the next 6 months to a year that he is not he's going to be a Carter. Yeah, nice guy, but wrong person.
You know, I kind of taking your Olympics things first, it would not surprise me if they were postponed again. I think the concept of the Olympic Village is right. Going to be turned on its head.
Yeah.
You know, you have too many athletes staying, and Japan is not as small as we think it is.
And it's potentially an international super spreader event because you have people who don't normally live in the same country with you that are hanging out, and if two or three of them end up coming down with this new strain of COVID-19 or COVID-20, I guess it would be called, they can end up spreading that all over the world when they go back to their home countries.
Well, the vaccine's, I think, going to change that. The question is it really? I mean, like we saw a report already that one of the nurses that got the vaccine tested positive anyway. Mm-hmm. But I think as that second dose comes in, and I think that may be the game changer in terms of that. It may be the game changer in a lot of these events. But then that goes back to what we were talking yesterday. Are you going to have to carry around the app mm-hmm. showing that you've been vaccinated in order to be let in? So it's those are kind of stories that will continue and be difficult. So I think that's really going to be kind of interesting.
How many athletes are going to opt out? I mean, you know, is it truly going to be? Think of this also. For 10 years or 8 years, whatever, Japan, Tokyo has been preparing, building buildings, new buildings to accommodate the Olympics. So all that sunken cost that Japan has already, and they postponed it. And I think you hit the nail on that. First of all, how athletes are practicing and gearing up, and understand, elite athletes, they look at a date and say, I'm going to be prepared, and that date was terminated last year, and now they have to gear up again to anticipate to be at the pinnacle of their career or skills, at now going to be in 2021. You do it again. You know what? There's an age point in which you probably decline in your ability as an athlete. Every year that goes by, some it's good, some bad. So this whole Olympic thing is traumatic, I think, for all elite athletes.
Moving on to the other point that you raised, whether or not Biden is up to it, I know this is going to probably irritate, and I may lose my conservative card here on this, but I think Biden is up to it. I think this was the biggest mistake the Republicans made last year in the election cycle, was painting him out to be this bumbling, dundering, lost guy. He's not. Okay. The problem is that bothers me about Biden is Trump made America look strong. And that made, for 4 years, the world a more peaceful place. Okay? We saw the elimination of ISIS. We have not seen much of an escalation in the Middle East. And in fact, we've seen huge strides in terms of the peace process between Israel and the neighboring countries, which, of course, the media gave him no attention and no credit. Biden comes in with a whole different perspective. We are already seeing Iran make very aggressive moves, and to the point where we've raised our alert level against them and are worried that there are going to be attacks. He will be tested early.
Right.
And when the Chinese test him,
that's not to mention North Korea, but go ahead.
Correct.
We left them out.
Right. When the Chinese test him, that's what really bothers me, because everybody forgets this. They tested Trump early on both a military point of view by aggressively sending ships, by aggressively building those bases in the Pacific, where they were building the islands and doing all that.
They were making man-made islands, in international waters, and then claiming that as Chinese sovereign territory.
And then the Russians pushed him, and he pushed back, and he hurt them. He hurt them because and they don't care about the era of public opinion, right? They can spin that however they want in their own countries, and they'll come out winners.
Right.
He hurt them economically.
Right.
I worry about Biden's administration because the Obama administration was weak throughout the world, and we saw escalation, we saw violence, we saw wars. That's what bothers me, is how Biden responds to the early challenges of China, Iran, and you brought up a sleeping, someone that's been almost a non-story, except for that parade earlier where they revealed some, intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Well, you can count on it like clockwork. Whenever there's a new president in North Korea, initially, they'll start bombing people, nearby, maybe in North Korea or doing some horrendous thing in order to, or escalate their nuclear capabilities or whatever it may be, in order to basically blackmail the United States into signing them over checks.
And that's my worry, is if Biden going to do what Obama did and spend too much time apologizing for what we've done in the past and ignore what's happening because I don't want to escalate. I don't want to be I want them to like me. So that's where I'm worried about
I think and I hope that Joe Biden is probably a lot more tougher in the private meetings that were going on between Obama and Biden during, the Obama days, that Biden was a little tougher. I, in fact, was impressed by some of the things that he was saying, with respect to the Middle East after 9/11. He sounded way more tough than your typical Democrat.
Well, give us a call in here this morning, 904-831-0600. That's a good question. Do you think Biden's up to it? Do you agree with Matt that Biden's just not up to the job? Or do you agree with me that Biden is up to it, but we've got real concerns in the first 6-7 months on when he's challenged by China, Iran, and North Korea?
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Still dealing with light traffic on I-10 headed east, right at 295. An earlier accident still has those right two lanes blocked, so be aware and add about 5 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with a slight chance of rain. The high today around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 64. Currently it is 65 degrees.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The result of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
With all the hustle and bustle of Christmas shopping and party planning, it's sometimes easy to forget what the true meaning of Christmas is. Well, the Boger family at Boger Shoes would like to remind everyone what the Christmas season is all about. Christmas is about the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, who was born to Mary and Joseph in a lowly manger in Bethlehem. There were no office parties, no Christmas trees, just the arrival of three kings that brought gifts and knelt beside this manger occupied by the Savior of our world. When you think about Christmas this year, please reflect on why this holiday is so significant. Since 1957, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And Boger Shoes offers free evaluations and fittings by 4 board-certified podiatrists on staff. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success since 1957. So stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger's difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. And Merry Christmas from everyone at Boger Shoes.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new, more contagious strain of the coronavirus, first seen in the UK, is now infecting people in America. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says he will object when Congress meets on Wednesday to officially name the next president. This will force all members of the House and Senate to vote publicly on whether they're affirming the presidential election results. And after blocking the House's $2,000 payment COVID-19 stimulus bill, then introducing his own, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell now says increasing stimulus checks to $2,000 has no realistic chance of passing.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Ed Dean Show. This is Ron Davis. I am covering for Ed on the last day of the year. I was honored that he asked me to fill in for him today, but not only today, but this week. Yeah. I have had a tremendous amount of fun, Roger. I cannot believe how fast this week has gone by. Call in number 904-831-0600. Give us a call in. How do you see this vote going on Sunday, where they're electing the Speaker of the House? There's now going to be, probably procedurally, it's going to be fun to watch and see what happens. There's still an outside chance that Nancy Pelosi could not be Speaker of the House. And then what's going to happen, from your perspective, on on January 6th. Are the Republicans going to be able to pull this out give Donald Trump another 4 years? I don't think so, but tell us what you think. 904-831-0600. Roger, one of the things that really excited me about 2020, and we didn't really ever talk about it much, and it was frustrating for me because I see that a lot of the technology that we have today, the computers, the advanced, the microwave, things that we take for granted,
right,
came as a direct result of space exploration.
Exactly, right.
And we made huge, huge strides last year. And I just don't think people realize it.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's because we're used to seeing spaceships go up, but now we're seeing them from private enterprise.
Right.
And it is going to change. Now, NASA's going to control pads and all that, but we're not that far away from seeing private pads. But it is the innovation that's going to come out as a result of this.
We have an entirely new branch of the U.S. military based on space now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's, we'll have to wait and see what Biden does and all that during this. But, one of the things is we've launched another rover going to Mars.
Okay.
And I believe there's like a little helicopter type thing, too, that they sent as part of that.
Interesting.
And then
I'd be curious to see how that would work. I guess they have to have some type of way of doing aerodynamics, with no atmosphere, or they wouldn't be able to land anything there.
Well, I think you can create that. I mean, they have an atmosphere. It's just not right. The atmosphere that we could survive in.
Right.
The one of the things that no one talked about, and maybe it's because no one cares, we actually landed on an asteroid. And we took samples.
Really?
I
missed that one.
15, yeah, exactly. 15.
Bruce Willis was, precursor.
You jumped to it before I got to it. That was science fiction.
Uh-huh.
We had two movies back 15 years ago on that issue, the one with Robert Duvall and the one with Bruce Willis. So, to me, this is exciting. And I'm hoping that Biden's administration continues with these type of things, because this is what's going to drive America innovation. It's going to bring us the next wave of technological advancements. And it scares me that you can get an administration in that's going to be just so anti whatever Trump wanted, we're going to be against. And I hope they have the common sense to come in and say, what's good for America, and let's put it,
I'm hoping that's the same thing, because generally you're supposed to, campaign during the campaign season and then, in a perfect world, at least a more perfect world, come together as a country when the election's not going on. So, hopefully they'll try at least from their perspective to put the country first.
I mean, these are great things to have happen, and it's something that the entire world can celebrate, just not America. We have Rod on line one. Morning, Rod. How are you?
Yeah, okay, just kind of reacting to this whole question as to what the senators are going to do on January 6th and the representatives. And I'd just like to offer up a counter opinion here. Are these guys, just about everybody agrees, well, certainly almost all Republicans agree, and a lot of Democrats agree, that this election was stolen. Now, are these people supposed to go to Congress and certify a lie? I think they have a right not to. Now, again, I'm not rock solid about this in my opinion, but I think that that's a line of thought that should be considered. Should these guys go in and allow what apparently is a complete fraud to a lot of people, simply to rubber stamp it? That's almost like perjury.
Well, that's what the debate is right now, right?
Exactly.
The Republicans are saying this shouldn't happen, but then 4 years ago, the Democrats were saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And, either way, it was, as far as I was concerned, it's valid. It's within the range of the discretion of the various senators and the representatives. I felt the Democrats did have a right to challenge it. Turned out it fell flat on its face because it was pretty well supported that the Electoral College, Trump did win the Electoral College. That's just the way things are.
Well, and I think, but that's I think, you know, and Rod, I appreciate the call. Rod raises some really interesting points, and I agree with him. But the problem is, you know, we can argue this conceptually all day long. The reality of it is, we have a process, and we can't just sit back and throw up our hands and say, well, the whole process goes away because one side doesn't like it or it may not appear fair.
And as I understand the law, and you can correct me, it's up to the state governments to decide whether or not their election in their state was valid, not the Congress.
No, I got you.
The Congress's job is to make sure that what came in from the state's accurate.
Well, give us a call here in the morning. We'd love for you all to weigh in on these issues. 904-831-0600. You're on the Ed Dean Show and WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Roads are still looking pretty good for the most part, so just take your time driving and enjoy this last day of the year. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
On and off sun with clouds today. We'll have a high around 80. This evening, mainly clear. 64 degrees will be our low. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and I have some interesting information if you're interested in owning a quality diamond. We did some research on the internet to see how diamonds price on various websites like Blue Nile. What we found were diamonds of the same weight, color, clarity, had pretty different prices. Generally, that has something to do with how the diamonds cut, but the only way to see these diamonds was to buy them. So we did a price comparison on the diamonds we could tell were nicely cut, and what we found was our prices for beautifully cut Underwood diamonds were the same as theirs. So if you're interested in diamonds and want real expert help, real quality and value, and don't want to pay just to look at a diamond, come by Underwoods. And remember, when a diamond comes from us, you get all the services, assurances, and guarantees the people of North Florida have learned to expect for over 80 years. At Underwoods, our brand is a promise, and it's one we keep. In San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Paid for by Protect My Car. Restrictions may apply. Plans and cost for coverage may vary. Call for details.
These days, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you own a car, truck, or SUV made from 1999 or higher, you could stop paying for car repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny to have it repaired. Just call 800-585-9207 now to see if you qualify. You must have an automobile made from 1999 or higher, and all repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past. Call 800-585-9207 today and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. That's right, total protection for your car and no more repair bills. Plus, call 800-585-9207 right now and get free roadside assistance, free towing, free car rental, and free oil changes. Just call 800-585-9207 now to see if your car qualifies. That's 800-585-9207. Never pay for car repairs again. Just call 800-585-9207. 800-585-9207.
Hi, I'm Chef Matthew Madur.
And I'm Chef David Madur.
We are the founders of Madur Brothers Culinary Concepts.
And creators of M-Shack, your favorite local burger place.
When we decided to branch from fine dining to open M-Shack, we knew we wanted to build a much better burger.
Hey Matt, can you build a better burger with just toppings?
Nah.
Better condiments?
I don't think so.
A better bun?
It's like I said from the beginning, Dave, you gotta grind your own meat.
You didn't say that in the beginning.
I did say that from the beginning, we had to grind our own meat.
Well, I agree. But what kind of top quality meat are you talking about?
Chuckin' brisket, bro. What else is there?
Ha, I can't argue with that one.
And Dave, that's how you build a better burger.
M-Shack Burgers, Shakes, and More. It takes family to build a better burger. Let the M-Shack brothers build your family a better burger. Stop in for happy hour between 3 and 5 for $3 burgers, shakes, and more. Visit mshackburgers.com and order online. M-Shack Burgers. Let our family build your family a better burger. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Ed Dean Show here on WBOB. Ron Davis covering for Ed Dean here on this last day of the year. Call in number 904-831-0600. We've got some exciting things coming up here in the next week. We've got the vote on Sunday for House Speaker. We've got the vote on January 6th as to whether or not the slate of electors will be accepted or not by Congress.
Tuesday, huge day for Georgia listeners as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's January 5th. We've got probably the most important thing going on. The other two are academic and going to be fun to watch.
And the president's going to be in Georgia Monday.
So, be a great time. Give us a call in.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.